On July 15, 1912, Luther Weaver tried to save an employee from a fire.
A century ago, Andrew Carnegie created a fund to honor and compensate ordinary people who put their lives at risk to save others. Since then, the Carnegie Hero Fund has recognized nearly 9,000 individuals.
That day, George Mayburn, 25, was working in the Dallas, Texas dry cleaning shop. He was in the back of the two-story brick building, in a room where gasoline and other flammable chemicals were stored. Suddenly, a small explosion knocked Mayburn to the floor. Weaver, the shop's 35-year-old owner, heard the explosion, and he ran back to the room where Mayburn lay. Just as Weaver stepped into the room, there was another, much larger explosion, which filled the room with flame. Then Weaver saw Mayburn lying on the floor, with his arms raised in an imploring way. Even though Weaver was surrounded by flames and his clothing was on fire, he ran in and dragged Mayburn out of the room. Both men then crawled outside, where they were taken to the hospital. Both were badly burned. Mayburn died that afternoon, and Weaver the following day. In addition to accepting a Carnegie Medal on behalf of her husband, Weaver's widow received a monthly grant from the commission until her death 62 years later.
A Century of Heroes is made possible by MSA, having a passion for safety for 90 years. For more on this hero and the fund, visit carnegiehero.org.